Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Chaye Sarah, Week 5, Fourth Aliyah. Then I bowed my head and worshipped the Lord and blessed the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who had led me by the right way to take the daughter of my master's kinsman for his son. Genesis 24, verse 48. Can the truth be away? When Abraham Avinu's servant saw that the Eternal had guided him exactly to the home of the woman that was destined to be the wife of his master's son, he wasn't ashamed of bowing down to the floor and worshiping the Eternal in front of everyone there. His boldness and courage came from the spiritual atmosphere in the house of Abraham, where he had been raised. This servant was very careful to tell only the truth about Abraham with no exaggeration and exactly what happened before his trip and his encounter with Rebecca. It is obvious that he was a man that loved truth and righteousness. It's not surprising that Abraham trusted him completely. His honesty is clearly seen in this chapter. He was a man that not only knew the Eternal's grace, but also his truth, Genesis 24:27. And he expected men to reflect these two very important aspects of the Eternal's character, chapter 24, verse 49. Now, Eliezer said that the Eternal had led him in a way of truth, derech emet. According to the Hebrew text, that is what derech emet means. An angel was sent before him to prepare circumstances so that the divine encounter between Eliezer and Rivka could take place beside the well. We can learn two important things from the expression way of truth. First, that the truth is a way. A way in the scripture symbolizes the lifestyle. There are those who walk the way of lies and others that walk the way of truth. There are those who think that white lies are not serious and don't know that any lie belongs to the way of lies and are the product of the influence of the father of lies of this world. John 8, verse 44. Anyone who resorts to lies and falsehood connects with the enemy of the Eternal, the Satan. It is true that we don't always have to say the whole truth, but it's not the same to say part of the truth than a lie. A lie is a distortion of the truth, and that comes from the evil one. The God of Abraham is the God of truth, as it is written in Psalm 31:5. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. Jeremiah 10:10. But Hashem, God, is truth. If he is a God of truth, there is no room at all for lies in him. So too are his true children, as it is written in Psalm 51:6. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts. Eliezer loved the truth and walked the path of truth. The second thing we can learn from this text is that the way of truth takes us to a destination prepared by the angel of the Eternal. If we walk around in lies, thinking that it is the way to solve problems, we won't reach the destination of the Eternal. We will only be successful in the way of truth. Dear disciple of Yeshua, since our rabbi is the way and the truth, John 14:6, we can only walk with him and through him if we love truth in our inward parts and we hate every false way, small as it may be. Psalm 119, verses 104 and 128. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. 3 John, verse 4. Peace upon all who walk in truth with love. Shalom.